are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So Christian hospitality is more than simply opening your door. It's about opening your heart. It's that divine calling to create a space where strangers can feel like family and where love can transform a meal into a feast of fellowship. So how do we cultivate an atmosphere of warmth and welcome that reflects Christ's love? We are joined on the line by Pastor Ephraim Mudoya, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mfundisi Murabwanji.
Bino Murabwanji.
Tiribwino. I hope you're good.
I'm doing great, thank you.
I'm good, Mfundisi. You are sounding a bit far, Pastor. Are you using a loudspeaker?
No. I'm just using my phone. Okay, I hope it's better now.
Yes, it's better. I'll also boost you as well on our side.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Lovely, thank you. Thank you so much, Mfundisi, for agreeing to speak to us. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Shall we pray? Our God and our Father, we want to thank you for this morning. Lord, we pray that you will speak to each one of us and bless us, and may your peace be upon each one of us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we're speaking about all things hospitality. I think when we're looking at hospitality, the first thing we think about is food. We think about food, giving people food. So we're going to be learning quite a lot, this week in terms of Christian hospitality. To kick it off, what does hospitality mean in the context of our faith?
Oh, that's great. Yes. I think it's quite important that I agree with you that hospitality is simply that act of being friendly, that act where you are welcoming guests and or visitors or strangers. And basically we usually know it by way of sharing a meal, mm-hmm. and so on. So that's what hospitality is all about. But I think one key virtue that we find now as Christians, when we think of hospitality, we bring in the particular virtue of being generous.
Mm.
Yes. So you're talking about somebody who is generous. Yes. So is generous with what they have and they would like to share with guests. Is they're generous with the reception they give to these guests. They're generous with the time they give to these guests or visitors or strangers, if you like. So that's basically what is there for us as Christians. And interesting enough, the Bible literally says you ought to be generous even to strangers. And then it says by this, actually, men of old entertained angels when they thought they were just mere strangers or visitors.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that comes out of generosity, and is something that we find in the Bible giving us that actually we must be generous.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the way we give time to guests, the way we receive them, the way we entertain them, the way we make them feel welcome, we make them to feel very comfortable, and the way we show them care and love.
Mm. So, Mfundisi, we are welcoming people, we are showing care, we are doing everything. But how now do we overcome that fear, Mfundisi, or discomfort, that often comes with welcoming strangers in our houses? In fact, here in South Africa where we stay, you don't just open your house to anybody. Aibo, you don't do that, And if people come, sometimes we speak to them through the bugler door. Our doors are closed. We don't just welcome strangers, because we've seen quite a lot of issues relate to issues of crime and robbery and everything else. So how do we overcome that fear that, hey, what if I welcome this person and they've got ill intentions?
No, you're right. And that fear is not coming from without. And it's not only in South Africa, but at this time where we are, mm-hmm. we find that everywhere. So you can go from South Africa to Botswana, whether you're in Zimbabwe, whether you're in Malawi, in Zambia, where I am, you'll find that actually that is surely there. Yes. But I think one thing which is clear is that we must use wisdom. Yes, we must use wisdom even as we, you know, show that hospitality to everyone. Yes, we must use wisdom. The other thing I think that should be there is that you can be cautious. You can be cautious, but yet you are so kind. You can be cautious, yes, you still listen to someone. Yes, you can be cautious and still offer help to someone. So you there's a way you just show that you are a person who is full of love.
Yeah.
So all I'm trying to say is that, yes, we must have actually that particular fear. It is all right. Yeah. In other words, we should not be careless that by the end of the day, you find yourself probably being injured all because you are trying to be generous to people. That should not be the case. You should use wisdom even as you are, you know, so kind and hospitable to others. But at the same time, the truth of the matter is that we should be kind. Here's the point that I want to share with you.
Okay.
It is clear someone who is hospitable and someone who just doesn't like to help anybody, who doesn't just want to help anyone. It is clear because what happens is, when we talk of hospitality, we're talking of generosity, but not only that, we're talking of to visitors and also sometimes to strangers who you might not meet again, for them to also help you or in any way. So this is some kind of unconditional love that you show to people, you know, people that may be different from you, people that may not cross your path again in life, but you are kind to them, you are hospitable to them. It's how you see people, you know, the way they can make a stranger comfortable in their city, or the way they can make a stranger comfortable in their neighborhood, or the way they can welcome someone in their home. But yes, you know, caution must be involved, wisdom must be involved, but above all, we should still have that love and care.
So in which other ways, Mfundisi, now do we show hospitality beyond inviting someone for a meal, you know? Because sometimes you do want to be hospitable, but you don't have anything in terms of a meal to give them, you know, or sometimes you just have bread and butter and people, they're like, that's not too hospitable, you know. Some would be expecting, you know, a very scrumptious meal there or anything else. But how, in which other ways now can we be hospitable even when we can't afford that meal?
That's great. That's great. I want to say that, yes, there are other ways that you can be hospitable, okay? Apart from just the issue of, you know, dinner. Yes. I'll give some examples probably. Yes. For example, if you can just, you know, share maybe just a bottle of water with someone. To some people, you may think it's nothing when it means a lot. There are times when you could share just something little. There are some people that will actually not look at the amount that is involved, but they may actually look at you, the attitude that you have, the kindness that you have. Let me give you another one. Just a kind, you know, a smile that you could give to someone can mean a lot. Yes, just a kind smile that you give to someone can mean a lot. A story is told of a lady who would visit a bank, and then the teller says, "Mama, there's something that I want to remind you of, that if you go by the ATM machine there, you will spend less. But when you come to the counter here, the charges are high for using the counter." And the old mama says, "The reason I cannot go there is because I will find no person there by the wall. But I come here for only one thing, just to see your smile, the way you talk to me. Each one of you, you make my day. You make my day." And so this lady, who could have been depressed, lonely at home, finds that just a smile and a greeting means a lot to someone.
Hey.
That is being hospitable. So I want to say that just one word can go a long way. So even with just words and just the welcome you give to someone, it can mean a lot. See, I want to tell you that actually this world, there are so many people that are hurting. There are so many people that have a story behind them. They have some emotional baggage and many other things of that nature. So it's not really the big meal that is needed. Okay, I'll tell you, like in my life, my parents died when I was still small, and so just a man to just call me Sunny, that goes a long way. That goes a long way, because I was missing a man to just call me son, a man I could say, "Hello, Daddy." Yes. "Good morning, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy." Just a greeting, and somebody just called me, "Hello, Sonny." So I'm just saying, hospitality is not just dinner. Yes. But even just warm words, sorted with grace. And somebody just says, "Hey, Sissy, you are beautiful today. You are precious today." Just that can go a long way. Just that can go a long way. I have some words that I usually like saying, especially to young people, and I say to them, "Keep hope alive."
Yeah.
Keep hope alive. So just that word, "keep hope alive," is something that is, it means a lot to some other people. At one time, somebody that I work with, you know, says, you know, when we were having some meetings somewhere, I says, "You know, there was a day that this particular pastor, you know, greeted me and simply said, 'Hello, precious, you are precious.'" Just that, he says, made a difference in my day. So please, I want to say, it's not only dinner. It's much more.
We're having a comment, Mfundisi, that came through on our WhatsApp line from Hlelo. He's saying that here, "I think sometimes it's about how you carry yourself in the presence of a guest, not how rich your meal is. A glass of water can be more satisfying, more than a seven-colored meal."
Great.
How you carry yourself actually does matter there. Wow. So looking at, you know, our churches, Mfundisi, and our communities, you know, that we have around us, you know, how can they now encourage their members to practice hospitality in their daily lives?
Oh, that's really great. I think how the churches should encourage hospitality. I would maybe mention one or two things. I would mention one or two things. Let me start by talking about my local church. Yes. My local church, the, you know, we do have, you know, a number of, you know, days of worship, like Sabbath, where it is announced, "Come with potlatch." So come with your lunch, and then you come, bring it over here, and then we share with others. So to me, the issue of me coming with food, knowing I'm not the one who is going to eat this food, we are going to share it with everyone, that can motivate in a practical way members to be generous. I'll give you another one. We do have some Sabbath mornings And some Sunday mornings that we have what is known as breakfast for visitors. And this breakfast, our church is close to a hospital. And so we go to this hospital, and just by the entrance of the hospital, we put all the tables there, and we prepare, our beverages there, and, hot, meals there. And people in the morning, they get some food there. Now, the issue is, there will be so many of church members who will be engaged to participate, because there will be so many guests that will come. So that act of a member getting a cup and giving to a stranger, and then the stranger getting, the cup, and they take, and then they get also whatever else food they have been given, whether it's a piece of bread and so on, and they bite that, and then you see the smile on their faces. Mm. You see how they are so grateful. That is motivating church members to be generous. So to me, I would say it should not just be an announcement. It should not just be a sermon. Mm. But practical programs must be organized for the church so that church members participate. And when they participate, it shall be well. So such meetings, you don't just say, oh, let's just have deacons do this. No. Yeah. It should be everyone, number one. Number two, such meetings, you should not come and say, okay, let's give food, and then after we give food, let there be a sermon. That also is wrong. Mm. Totally wrong. Like, totally wrong.
Yeah,
totally wrong. So, because by the end of the day, you are sharing to the members to say, actually, the kindness, the act of kindness we were doing, it was a bait so that we preach a sermon to them. That is totally wrong. So let it be known that we can share. Let it be known that what we read in the text to say, I was hungry and you gave me food, I was thirsty, you gave me water. We can practice that. And once it is done as a church family in, practical, then it will be easier for church members to continue with showing love to others. It's showing love to others. And you discover one day there will be a church member who will be in ShopRite, who will be in Pick and Pay, and somebody is just trying to get a loaf of bread or something of that nature ahead of them, and they are able to say, hello, ma'am, I'm going to cover that. Thank you.
Yeah, indeed. So as we wrap it up, Mfundisi, being hospitable, does it do anything in terms of helping us grow spiritually and also for the other people, or it's just a physical thing? There's no spirituality involved here, because we love, people would say, hey, you love to spiritualize everything, but does it help us, in terms of our spiritual growth? Because I believe it comes with humility, it comes with obedience. Does it help us in terms of spiritual growth?
Yes. It does. It does. It does, because why it does is that when you're hospitable, you are actually working against the human nature of being selfish. Yes. So it helps you to grow spiritually. The other thing also, it helps you because sometimes you can be hospitable and yet that is you don't have much, but you're hospitable. Mm-hmm. Why? Because that you have your trust in God, that God will provide for me. Yes, God will provide for me. So that helps you even in your trust in God. How does it help us spiritually? It helps us spiritually because when you are hospitable, you are actually obeying God. You're obeying God because it is God who said that you should be hospitable. It is God who said that, you know, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me water. Mm. And he says the least that you do, you know, whatever you do to the least of my brethren, you are doing it to me. So it helps you to grow because you are actually exhibiting your faith in God. Yeah, you're exhibiting your faith in God. Maybe we could say that this, as I had earlier connected it to generosity, mm-hmm. is a powerful tool to help us grow closer to God,
okay.
even in our spiritual journey. Allow me to also add this. We have, a commandment that Jesus taught us, and it's in John chapter 13 and verse 34 and 35. He says, love one another as I have loved you. By this will all the people know that you are my disciples. Mm. The way you welcome strangers, the way you welcome visitors, the way you welcome your guests, the way you carry yourself, the way you make them comfortable is actually enough a demonstration of your love as Christ loved. In other words, the unconditional love. Mm. So you're demonstrating your love. Yes. So to me, it helps you to grow spiritually. And the other one I want to mention also is that many a times we have brothers and sisters who have challenges with forgiving others. And if you are hospitable, it means even the person that you maybe you perceived had not said something good to you, or you perceived had not done something good to you or to somebody you love, or had threatened anything that you treasure the most, to such a one, for you, when you are hospitable to such a one, it's like you are expressing something, above the unforgiving spirit, above this resentment and bitterness.
Yeah.
So to me, this helps you to grow. It's all the grace, the grace of God. Because without the grace of God, we cannot be genuinely hospitable.
Indeed. Mpundisi, thank you. We have learned. I believe that it's going to be a very interesting conversation throughout the week. I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer as we close?
Thank you so very much. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we want to thank you for the blessing of your own presence in our lives. Mm. Lord, allow that in our lives may there be love. In our heart, may we have this new spirit that comes from you only. Mm-hmm. May your grace and peace be upon each one of us and each of these beloved listener out there. We pray that you bless my sister as she continues with this wonderful ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Mpundisi, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so very much. Stay blessed too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.